From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Dozens of people have been killed in airstrikes in northwestern Syria. Monitors say that civilians, fighters, and prisoners were killed in Saturday's attack. Amateur video showed rescuers digging through the rubble of a collapsed building. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights did not say whether the strikes in Idlib province were carried out by Syrian or allied Russian warplanes. Both have bombed the area in recent weeks. The observatory says at least 39 people were killed in the strikes, which hit a courthouse and an adjoining prison under the control of Al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra militants. Early accounts say dozens more were wounded and that the targeted facilities included the group's religious court and a jail. Al-Nusra is one of the most powerful jihadist groups operating in Syria. It seeks to establish an Islamic State in Syrian territory. Police in Kosovo used water cannon and tear gas to disperse thousands of anti-government protesters marching in the capital, Pristina. Some demonstrators threw firebombs and stones toward the main government building, breaking windows and causing part of the building to catch fire. Police responded by using tear gas to push back the protesters. Several injuries and arrests were reported. Opposition parties say the government's agreement with Serbia, which grants ethnic Serbs in Kosovo greater local powers, represents a threat to the country's independence. They also reject a border agreement with neighboring Montenegro that they argue causes Kosovo to lose territory. For more on these stories, log on to our website. This is VOA News.